Bus Connect's transforming city bus services will immune to city centre core bus corridor emerging preferred route public consultation February 2019 contents page 1 bullet 1. Introduction section 1 bullet 1.1 background bullet 1.2 why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network bullet 1.3 what is Bus Connect Dublin bullet 1.4 what are the benefits of this project bullet 1.5 what does the core bus corridor project entail bullet 2. Emerging Preferred Route Section 2 Bullet 2.1 The Emerging Preferred Route for Ballymun to City Centre Bullet 2.2 Ballymun to City Centre Bullet 2.3 Key Facts Bullet 3. Challenges and Mitigations Section 3 Bullet 3.1 The Challenges Bullet 3.2 Potential Impacts Bullet 3.3 How we will address those challenges Bullet 4. The process for the acquisition of land Section 4 Bullet 4.1 How the project will progress Bullet 5. How to take part in the public consultation Section 5 Bullet 5.1 Potential impacted lands Bullet 5.2 General queries Bullet 5.3 How to engage Bullet 6 Appendices Section 6 Bullet 6.1 Index map Bullet 6.2 Route maps Introduction Section 1 Page 2 1.1 Background In June 2018 the National Transport Authority INTA published the Core Bus Corridors Project Report. The report was a discussion document outlining proposals for the delivery of a core bus corridor network across Dublin. It set out the vision for the provision of 230 km of dedicated bus lanes and 200 km of cycle lanes tracks on 16 key bus corridors. Graphic of continuous bus lanes and cycle tracks. 230 km of continuous bus priority and 200 km of cycle tracks lanes provided. Separately in July 2018 the Dublin Area Bus Network redesign, which is a redesign of bus services, started its first public consultation phase. Around 30,000 submissions including signed petitions and online survey responses were received by the end of September. Over the coming months all of these submissions will be reviewed and assessed. Following that process a revised network design will be published during 2019 for a second public consultation. It is envisaged that the implementation of the final network will take place in 2020. The network redesign can be implemented on the existing road network with some enhancements at key interchange locations. The public consultation for the 16 radial core bus corridors will now take place on a phased basis from November 2018 until May 2019. Each phase will be for a set number of corridors to be consulted on over a period of months. These public consultations phases will be the start of a detailed process of engagement and communication, all of which will take place prior to detailed designs being finalized and planning permissions sought. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the emerging preferred route from start to finish with supporting route maps. It explains the step-by-step process for engagement and consultation for potentially impacted property owners and the general public. It also outlines the process for planning and construction of the core bus corridor network including expected timelines. 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Page 3 Congestion. Congestion is one of the most significant challenges facing the Dublin region and needs to be addressed to safeguard the growth of the Dublin region and keep people moving. Ireland's economic recovery from the recession is seeing significant increases in the number of people working and travelling across Dublin. The number of commercial vehicles continues to rise as does the number of tourists. The commuter areas surrounding Dublin continue to spread and grow in a low-density manner. Growth areas can only be served in the short and medium term by the bus as opposed to long-term projects such as rail and lures. At present bus lanes are in place for less than one-third of a bus journey on the busy corridors. This means buses are competing for space with general traffic and so are affected by the increasing levels of congestion. Growing population. It is predicted that the population for the Dublin region will grow 25% by 2040. Bringing it to almost 1.5 meters for the region. This huge growth in population has to be accommodated with a quality public transport system. The bus system can deliver. We need to invest in the bus system because the bus system is the main component to meet our future transport needs. A good bus system has the reach and flexibility to service all the new housing developments, business parks, hospitals, colleges and retail shops across Dublin. It is a proven solution and is the main form of public transport across Dublin with 67% of public transport journeys each day made by bus. The bus system carries 3 and 4 times the number of people who travel on lures or DART and commuter rail. Graphic of forecast population growth in Dublin region showing projected population increase from 1.2 million in 2016 to 1.5 million in 2040, a 25% increase. 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Page 4 People want to cycle. The core bus corridor project is not just about the provision of bus lanes. Under this project we will also deliver 200 kilometers of segregated cycling infrastructure to make cycling safer and more attractive than ever before. This initiative is the foundation of the overall cycle network for the Greater Dublin area. Commuting to work by bicycle has increased by 43% since 2011. Again, this growth represents a clear choice that people are making to cycle. This project will support the trend and is a vital component of creating a sustainable transport system for people across Dublin. Safe cycling facilities across 16 key bus corridors will provide people, families and their children a suitable environment to cycle where they want and when they want. People want to use public transport. The need to build a core bus network is being driven by increases in congestion and also by the significant shift of people choosing to use public transport. People want to use it and should have a reliable and efficient bus system to travel on. Based on 2017 Canal Cordon figures, over 70% of people travelling into the city each morning do so by sustainable transport modes and mostly by bus. Cars only account for 30% of travel into the city centre each day, and therefore the amount of road space allocated to sustainable transport needs to reflect that position. Graphic of Dublin Canal Cordon 2017 statistics 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Bullet 211,416 people crossed the canal inbound between 7 and 10 a.m. Bullet over half of all morning journeys into the city are on public transport. Bullet 107,160 people came into the city centre by bus, train or Luas. Bullet 12,447 people cycled in, the highest number ever. Bullet 25,000 people walked. Mode share for walking is 11.8%. Bullet 70% used sustainable modes. Bullet private cars carried under 30% of people for the first time. Bullet the more people use sustainable modes of transport, the less congestion. Bullet public transport also reduces the amount of greenhouse gases and other emissions. 1.3 What is Boost Connects Dublin? Page 5 Boost Connects Dublin is a major investment program to improve public transport in Dublin. It aims to overhaul the current bus system in the Dublin through a 10-year program of integrated actions to deliver a more efficient, reliable and better bus system for more people. Bullet building a network of new bus corridors to make journeys faster and more reliable. Bullet new network of cycle lanes tracks. Bullet redesign of the Dublin area bus network to provide a more efficient network with high frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. Bullet develop a state-of-the-art ticketing system. Bullet implementation of a cashless payment system. Bullet simpler fare structure. Bullet new bus livery providing a common style across different operators. Bullet new bus stops and shelters with better signage and information. Bullet provision of bus-based park and ride sites in key locations. Bullet transitioning to a new bus fleet with low emission vehicle technologies. 1.4 What are the benefits of this project? Page 6 Journey time savings. The core bus corridor project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on each corridor. Dedicated bus lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability. Improved journey times and reducing the amount of time people spend commuting will make bus travel more attractive and reduce our reliance on car travel. The more convenient the bus system is, the faster the modal shift will be for people from the car to the bus. Not only will current bus users and cyclists benefit, but future commuters will be able to avail of a better system as the improved bus and cycle lanes are built. Accessibility for all. Accessibility is about people's ability to reach the destinations and services they want to get to. This means both people's level of mobility and the costs of traveling. There are many tens of thousands of people across Dublin who cannot drive a car, do not have a car and are completely reliant on the bus service. The bus lane improvements will enhance accessibility for the elderly and mobility impaired because all buses are accessible and bus stops, bus shelters and footpaths will support easy boarding and disembarking of the buses. Better cycling facilities. This project will see the provision of much-needed cycling facilities around the city region. Across the 16 radial bus corridors there will be over 200 km of high-quality cycling facilities provided. These new or improved cycle lanes will be segregated from bus lanes and general traffic where feasible. Graphic of journey time savings. Boost Connects journey times save up to 40-50% on current journey times. Future journey times without Boost Connects would be greater. 1.4 What are the benefits of this project? Page 7 Pedestrians and local urban centres. In addition to bus lanes and cycling facilities, this project is an opportunity to enhance and improve local areas. This project is focused on making things better for commuters and communities around the bus corridors. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban centres with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. Building a sustainable city and addressing climate change by providing a better bus system for Dublin, we can make it a more attractive place to live, work and visit. A good public transport system is vital to support the economic activity of any city and can also address a need to improve air quality and reduce CO2 emissions. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for the government, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. 1.5. What does the Core Bus Corridor Project entail? Page 8. The Core Bus Corridor Project proposes the provision of 230 kilometres of bus lanes on 16 of the busiest bus corridors and 200 kilometres of cycle lanes and tracks, as published in the discussion document, Core Bus Corridor Project Report, June 2018. The layout below shows the arrangement that we are seeking to achieve on each corridor. However, this optimal layout is difficult to achieve in practice, and we have proposed alternative solutions in various places to deliver the required bus and cycling lanes. Bus lanes are needed to make the current and future bus system operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. Our intention is to develop these bus corridors so that each will have continuous bus priority, in other words, a continuous bus lane in each direction, as well as maintaining two general traffic lanes. In addition, we also want to provide safe cycling facilities, segregated where possible from other vehicular traffic. This will remove the delays currently experienced, which will grow worse as congestion increases. Graphic of optimum road layout showing a footpath, cycle track, bus lane and traffic lane in both directions. Radial core bus corridors, emerging preferred routes. Page 9. Graphic of radial core bus corridors and emerging routes. These include 1. Clonriffin to City Centre 2. Swords to City Centre 3. Ballymun to City Centre 4. Finglas to Phibixborough 5. Blanketstone to City Centre 6. Lucan to City Centre 7. Liffey Valley to City Centre 8. Clondalkin to Drimnagh 9. Green Hills to City Centre 10. Tallaght to Tranmere 11. Kimmage to City Centre 12. Rathfarnham to City Centre 13. Bray to City Centre 14. Duke de Ballsbridge to City Centre 15. Blackrock to Merion 16. Ringsend to City Centre. Emerging Preferred Route Section 2, page 10. 2.1. The Emerging Preferred Route for Ballymun to City Centre. The Emerging Preferred Route set out in this consultation document was identified following an assessment of various alternatives. The route selection process involved identification and consideration of possible options, taking account of criteria including local impacts on property frontage, existing traffic patterns and broad assessment of environmental impacts. A feasibility report setting out details of the assessment work undertaken is available on www.busconnects.ie. Arising from that work, an emerging preferred route has been identified for this corridor, and public feedback on that proposal is now sought. It is important to know that this option is not adopted yet. Only following this consultation and review of the submissions received will a decision on the final preferred route be made. 2.2. Ballymun to City Centre Overview. The Ballymun to City Centre Core Bus Corridor CBC commences on the R108 Ballymun Road at its junction with Centry Avenue and Ball Butcher Lane Centry Cross, and is routed along Ballymun Road, St. Mobhi Road, Botanic Road, Prospect Road, Phibixborough Road, Constitution Hill and Church Street as far as Anne Quay, where it will join the prevailing traffic management regime on the North Quays. 2.2.1. Centry Cross to Collins Avenue. Ballymun Road between Centry Cross and Collins Avenue, two bus lanes and two lanes of general traffic will be maintained. It is proposed to undertake upgrade works to provide segregated cycle tracks and bus stops. To facilitate this layout, it is proposed to remove the existing parking spaces located on Ballymun Main Street. Some limited private land take may also be required to undertake these proposed works. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. 2.2.2. Collins Avenue to the Rise. Ballymun Road between Collins Avenue and the Rise, it is proposed to maintain the current bus and general traffic lanes in both directions. Again, it is proposed to upgrade the cycle facilities to segregated cycle tracks along this section of the route. It is currently indicated that there is no land take along this section, however, some sections of footways or central reservation may need to be narrowed and will potentially impact upon existing trees currently located in these spaces. It is proposed to introduce right-turn movement bans from Hampstead Avenue and St. Canice's Road onto the Ballymun Road. Traffic turning left would be unaffected. 2.2.3. The Rise to Griffith Avenue. St. Mobhi Road between the Rise and Griffith Avenue, it is proposed to provide a single bus lane, two general traffic lanes and a segregated cycle track. It is intended to retain the existing trees on this section of the route. On the outbound arm of this one-way traffic system, Ballymune Road, it is proposed to retain the existing number of general traffic lanes and provide an additional bus lane and segregated cycle track. These additional lanes will be incorporated by realigning the existing curb lines. On the Griffith Avenue arm of the one-way traffic system, it is proposed to maintain the existing general traffic lanes for now and introduce a new bus lane and segregated cycle track. These new lanes will require the existing footway and grass verges to be narrowed. 2.2.4 Griffith Avenue to Finglas Road, St. Mobhi Road, Botanic Road. Between Griffith Avenue and Botanic Road, two alternative arrangements for St. Mobhi Road are presented for consultation and feedback. Option A proposes to remove through traffic in the northbound direction along St. Mobhi Road, with northbound general through traffic routed instead via Botanic Road, Glasnevine Hill and Ballymune Road. Under this option, the existing trees on St. Mobhi Road north of Botanic Avenue would be retained, and a segregated cycle track would be provided in each direction. Local access in the northbound direction would remain available for residents and visitors along the section of St. Mobhi Road between Botanic Avenue and Griffith Avenue, but northbound cars would be unable to exit onto Griffith Avenue. Option B would provide a general traffic lane, a bus lane and a segregated cycle track in each direction along St. Mobhi Road, allowing two-way movement for all users on the road. However, this requires widening of the road into adjacent gardens and the removal of most of the trees along the road. Both options are set out in more detail in the following sections. 2.2.4.1 Option inbound continuous bus lane on St. Mobhi Road. For option A, it is proposed to provide one bus lane and one general traffic lane in the southbound direction between Griffith Avenue and Botanic Road. There would only be one traffic lane in the northbound direction, with buses also using this lane. A section of bus-only roadway is proposed on this northbound lane approaching the junction between Griffith Avenue and St. Mobhi Road. This prohibits through traffic in the northbound direction. Local traffic can drive northwards along St. Mobhi Road up to the commencement of the short section of bus lane. Because through traffic is removed in the northbound direction, the low volume of cars traveling northwards means that a separate bus lane is not required. A segregated cycle track will be provided in both directions. Under this option, only a limited amount of road widening would be required and the existing trees on St. Mobhi Road north of Botanic Avenue would be retained. The introduction of the above arrangement would also include the following movement spans from the following streets onto St. Mobhi Road: Bullet Stella Avenue, no right turn except for local traffic. Bullet St. Mobhi Boethrine, no left turn except for local traffic plus no right turn. Bullet Home Farm Road, no right turn except for local traffic. Bullet entrance to Scoil Chatriona Secondary School access remains unchanged. Bullet entrance to White College of Further Education, no right turn except for local traffic. Bullet St. Mobhi Drive, no left turn except for local traffic. Bullet Botanic Avenue East, no right turn except for local traffic. And Bullet Botanic Avenue West, no left turn except for local traffic. Between Botanic Avenue and Fairfield Road, the proposed arrangement would provide one southbound lane for general traffic in addition to a bus lane and a segregated cycle track in each direction. In this arrangement, the northbound general traffic would be redirected to Botanic Road, up Glasnevine Hill and onto Ballymune Road. Between Fairfield Road and Margaret Road, it is proposed to maintain a general traffic lane in each direction with a northbound bus lane. Bus priority for southbound buses will be maintained by proposed bus priority signals, which will monitor traffic queue lengths. It is proposed to introduce a 30 km per hour speed limit on this section of the route. Between Margaret Road and Prospect Way, it is intended to provide a general traffic lane and a bus lane in each direction. Between Prospect Way and Finglas Road, it is proposed to maintain a general traffic lane in each direction plus a southbound bus lane. Segregated cycle tracks will be provided in both directions from Griffith Avenue to Fairfield Road. Access for all local residences will be maintained along this section of the route where proposed traffic restrictions are present. Between Fairfield Road and Margaret Road, no segregated cycle tracks will be provided due to width constraints along this section. As mentioned above, the speed limit on this section of road will be dropped to 30 km per hour, which would provide cyclists with a safer environment to share the general traffic bus lane. To facilitate the layout described above and to retain the existing trees where possible between Griffith Avenue and Botanic Road, there will be some limited land take along this section. The indicative extents of this land take are shown on the drawings included in the appendix of this brochure. Where trees are removed, they will be replaced with new mature or semi-mature trees, which will be planted in suitable locations along the route. 2.2.4.1 Option B, continuous bus lane in each direction on St. Mobhi Road. For option B, two-way movement for all users would be maintained between Griffith Avenue and Botanic Road, through the provision of one general traffic lane and one bus lane in each direction. In this option, it is proposed to provide continuous segregated cycle tracks in each direction between Griffith Avenue and St. Mawbhay Drive. This arrangement would require road widening on the east and west side of the existing road. These widening works would also require the removal of the existing trees on this section of the road. The indicative extent of this land take is indicated on the drawings included in the appendix of this brochure. Between St. Mawbhay Drive and St. Mawbhay Grove, a continuous southbound segregated cycle track will be provided. Northbound cyclists would be required to use the northbound bus lane. Between St. Mawbhay Grove and Fairfield Road, there is a segregated cycle track proposed in each direction. Similar to Option A, between Fairfield Road and Prospect Way, it is intended to provide a general traffic lane in each direction with the northbound bus lane. It is proposed that northbound cyclists use the proposed bus lane and southbound cyclists use the southbound general traffic lane. The speed limit on this section of road will be dropped to 30 km per hour, which would provide cyclists with a safer environment to share the general traffic bus lane. 2.2.5 Prospect Way Hearts Corner to the North Circular Road Doyle's Corner Botanic Road, Prospect Road, PHIBXBORUGH Road on Prospect Way, it is proposed to retain the bus lane and two general traffic lanes. A new segregated cycle track will be introduced for left-turning cyclists on this road. Between Lindsay Grove and North Circular Road, the PHIBXBORUGH Road will accommodate two bus lanes and two general traffic lanes. There is currently insufficient road space for the provision of a segregated cycle track. It is proposed to provide cyclists with an offline cycle route along Royal Canal Bank and Blessington Street Park, rejoining the route at the junction of Dominic Street and Constitution Hill. This cycle route will require a new canal crossing and the widening of the existing railway crossing between Lindsay Grove and Whitworth Road. 2.2.6 North Circular Road to Aaron Key PHIBXBORUGH Road, Constitution Hill, Church Street. Due to width restrictions at the North Circular Road PHIBXBORUGH Road Junction, the northbound bus lane will not be continuous through the junction. Further south of this junction, PHIBXBORUGH Road will accommodate two bus lanes and two general traffic lanes. At the junction with King Street North, the southbound bus lane will be terminated. Bus priority will be maintained through a bus priority signal. It is proposed to provide a left turn band from Church Street upper to King Street North. The traffic movement is proposed to be catered for by opening access to Coleraine Street. From Coleraine Street, general traffic can turn left on King Street North. The southbound bus lane will be reinstated at the junction with Mary's Lane. The proposed scheme will tie back into the existing road network at Aaron Key. Some segregated cycle tracks will be facilitated on this stretch, but cyclists will have to use bus lanes at some restricted locations. 2.2.7 Interaction with Metrolink. The proposed Metrolink scheme will cross this CBC at Whitworth Road proposed Glassenvine Metro Station, St. Mawbhay Road proposed Griffith Park Metro Station, and Ballymune Road proposed Collins Avenue and Ballymune Metro Station. The proposed changes to the carriageway in this area will be coordinated with the proposed planned layouts associated with these stations. 2.3 Key Facts Page 14 Option A Bullet Approximate Number of Properties That May Be Impacted, 34 Bullet Approximate Number of On-Street Parking Spaces That May Be Removed, 46 Bullet Approximate Number of Roadside Trees That May Be Removed, 40 Bullet Approximate Route Length, 6 KMS Bullet Approximate New Cycle Lane Length, 5.5 KMS Option B Bullet Approximate Number of Properties That May Be Impacted, 80 Bullet Approximate Number of On-Street Parking Spaces That May Be Removed, 48 bullet approximate number of roadside trees that may be removed, 140 bullet approximate route length, 6 KMS bullet approximate new cycle lane length, 7.5 KMS option and B bullet current bus journey time, up to 45 minutes bullet boost connects journey time, 20-25 minutes bullet future bus journey time without boost connects, 55 minutes plus challenges and mitigations. Section 3, page 16, 3.1 The challenges. It's important to acknowledge that the choices required to deliver this step change in the performance of the bus system will be difficult. However, the decision making needs to be done now and not postponed until the problem is far greater. Some of the decisions may be hard, but they are being made because we believe that these plans have the potential to fundamentally transform the way public transport works in Dublin. Our challenge now is to respond to the needs of a modern city by providing a fit-for-purpose bus system, built on a streetscape that dates back centuries. Needless to say, the streets were not designed to move the number of people that now need to travel in and out of the city each day. Some of the city's inner suburbs date back to Victorian times, with road layouts suited to more modest levels of traffic than we see today. Bullet, we will need to widen roads. Bullet, we will have to convert current traffic lanes to bus lanes. Bullet, we will need to restrict on-street parking. Bullet, we will need to remove trees or parts of front gardens. Not all the impacts will be felt equally, and some locations will require more changes than others. Over the years, those modifications that were easier to implement, the ones that caused little or no disruption, have been made. This means that there are no longer any simple changes which we can make that would generate meaningful benefits. If we don't decide to make these changes now, then we need to accept that Dublin will become increasingly congested and a less attractive place to live and work, both for us now and for future generations. 3.2 Potential impacts. 3.2.1 Traffic changes. By creating more priority for buses and cycling, there will be changes to how traffic currently moves around the streets. On some corridors, certain roads may become one way, new bus-only sections will be introduced, and in some places general traffic will have to take new routes in and out of the city. Additional cycle routes will be built, generally segregated from vehicular traffic, and pedestrian crossings will be added and moved in some areas. 3.2.2 Land take. Because there is so little unused space along these busy roads, it will often not be possible to accommodate the bus lanes and cycle lanes in the width available. In order to achieve the required space, it will be necessary, in places, to acquire parts of front gardens, driveways and land in front of commercial properties to allow the bus and cycle lanes to be provided. This would require rebuilding new garden walls and driveways a short distance back from the existing road boundary. 3.2.3 Reduction of on-street parking and loading facilities. Because the roads that need widening travel through residential and business areas, there will be a need to reduce the amount of on-street parking and loading facilities to accommodate the new layout. 3.2.4 Removal of trees. Page 17. As with the need to remove some parts of front gardens and footpaths, there will also be a need to remove trees along some of the corridors. 3.2.5 Roadworks and construction sites. Widening roads and building bus and cycle lanes requires construction work. There will be excavation of the existing roads, plus parts of gardens and footpaths where needed. There will be resurfacing, curbing, replanting and landscaping. As with any work site and roadworks, there will be a certain level of noise, dust and temporary traffic diversions. 3.3 How we will address those challenges. Obviously, these challenges and impacts are significant. Every feasible option is being looked at to minimize the disruption to people, their property and the wider local community. Where there is simply no viable alternative, and where we know we have to remove trees, portions of gardens, driveways or parking, we will ensure appropriate mitigation measures are put in place, wherever practicable. As part of this public consultation, potentially impacted property owners will be contacted directly by them, and a direct dialogue will commence. As each individual property owner will have specific and personal issues, there will be a dedicated liaison team to engage with this group on an individual basis. There are principles for mitigation, statutory compensation and reparation which will be adhered to by them as part of the statutory planning process. However, below are some of the measures that we envisage will be included. This list is not exhaustive, and we anticipate that there will be other measures that will need to be put in place. 3.3.1 Traffic changes. Where general traffic is diverted and rerouted, adequate signage and road markings will be provided for people to find their way. Measures will be implemented to ensure that ratruns do not emerge as a consequence of the rerouted traffic. Also, local access will be maintained when new bus-only sections or one-way systems are brought in for residents and commercial properties. 3.3.2 Land take. Where lands, such as parts of gardens and driveways, are being acquired for widening, we will purchase the portion of front gardens and driveways from property owners, ensure new landscaping and replanting of the gardens, reinstatement of driveways, as well as providing compensation for the garden and driveway portion loss and disruption. Where private and public walls or fencing are removed, we will rebuild new garden walls and replace fencing where gardens have been affected and shortened. Also, where public or commercial walls and fencing have been taken, they will be rebuilt and replaced. 3.3.3 On-street parking and loading facilities. Page 18. Where there is a loss of on-street parking and loading facilities, we will seek to provide, where feasible, alternative arrangements close by for residents and businesses. 3.3.4 Trees. Where trees are removed from roadsides and footpaths, we will put in place a comprehensive replanting program. This program will use mature or semi-mature ready-grown trees where appropriate and, where it is feasible, plant them as close as possible to the original locations. 3.3.5 Urban center improvements. We will look for areas along the busy corridors where it is possible to improve the existing local spaces and the existing landscaping. It is important to use this opportunity to not only replace what is removed but to enhance the local areas. To do so, we will consult with the local authorities on such urban center improvements and collectively seek to create attractive local environments. 3.3.6 Roadworks and construction sites. During the construction stages, the construction sites will be localized and managed on a road-by-road basis. The size of each work site and the hours of working will have to take into consideration the residential nature of many of the roads. Traffic management will be very important to keep the traffic moving, and ensuring local access for people and deliveries is always maintained. The process for the acquisition of land, section 4, page 20, where the potential for impacts on private lands have been identified, the following process applies. Q4 2018, Q2 2019. Will issue information letters, not formal compulsory purchase order quo notifications, to potentially impacted landowners and or occupiers along each core bus corridor. Potentially impacted includes, for example, the acquisition of parts of front gardens, walls, fences, gates, driveways, and the rebuilding of same to make way for street widening. The intention of this is to start a direct dialogue between TA and the potentially impacted parties. During 2019, to prepare the statutory planning documentation, the project design and environmental impact assessment will be progressed. During this time, TA will endeavor to minimize impacts on private lands. Direct dialogue between TA and potentially impacted parties will continue to understand the likely impact of the proposed development and what arrangements can be made to minimize and, where possible, avoid those impacts. End of 2019, start of 2020, TA will finalize the statutory planning documentation and will serve formal notice on the actual impacted owners of land proposed to be compulsorily purchased for the project. It will make a formal application to and board Plianala for confirmation to compulsorily purchase necessary lands for purposes of constructing upgraded bus lanes and bike lanes. During 2020, and board Plianala will consider the planning application. There will be a period of statutory public consultation to allow those notified as being subject to quo, and the public at large, to make submissions and or objections to and board Plianala. This will be followed by an oral hearing by and board Plianala if deemed necessary. The statutory process will conclude with a decision by and board Plianala on whether to 1. Approve the application, approve with conditions, or refuse the application, and 2. Confirm, amend, or reject the quo. From 2021 onwards, if and board Plianala grants approval, TA will commence valuations and negotiations to acquire the lands in the quo and progress construction of the project. The construction of each core bus corridor will take up to 2 years to complete. The construction start dates for each of the 16 corridors will be managed over the period 2021 through 2027. 4.1 How the project will progress. How and when to get involved. Page 22 Graphic of timelines between engagement during 2018 and 2019, as well as statutory process in 2020. In 2018, there was confirmation of emerging preferred route, bullet consultation on emerging preferred route, Q4 2018-Q2 2019, bullet finalization of emerging preferred route, Q2 2019. In 2019, there will be preparation of statutory application, bullet optimize engineering design, bullet prepare environmental impact assessment report, bullet define property requirements and prepare quo. In 2020, statutory process will be bullet submission of statutory planning application to and board Plianala, bullet statutory consultation in accordance with the legislative requirements, bullets and board Plianala deliberators including an oral hearing where required, bullets and board Plianala to approve the application, approve with conditions, or refuse the application and confirm, amend or reject the quo. 4.1 How the project will progress. How and when to get involved continued. Page 23 In 2021 to 2027 acquisition overview. Construction commences on a phased basis. Each corridor upgrade will take up to 2 years to complete. Start a property acquisition and construction bullet and to formally requests a compensator's claim from the BO affected parties, and discussions commence about valuation. Bullet affected party appoints profession value to prepare and submit a compensation claim and to bullet on reaching agreement. Compensation is paid, otherwise the matter may be referred by either party to the property arbitrator to assess compensation. Bullet acquisition is finalized. Bullet in parallel TA will progress the construction of the core bus corridors. How to take part in the public consultation, section 5, page 24. Please remember that the plans that we are publishing are proposals and that no final decision has been made on these matters in advance of the public consultation. We welcome all of your views. Where you do not like a proposal, please consider suggesting an alternative solution or other option for consideration. But do bear in mind that bus transport is, and will continue to be, the main form of public transport for most areas of the Dublin region, and an alternative of providing an underground rail system is simply not a viable option for most parts of Dublin. 5.1 Potential impacted lands. If your property is potentially impacted by the proposals, a letter will have been hand-delivered to the property and details of how to engage with them are detailed in that letter. A dedicated property liaison representative will be available to meet with individual property owners and provide regular updates on the project. 5.2 General queries. The project website www.busconnects.ie has a dedicated section for the Core Bus Corridor project. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key studies that have been carried out. General queries can be directed to a dedicated free phone -1800 303 653 or by email to cbcboostconnects.ie. 5.3 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the proposals set out in this public consultation document. Written submissions and observations may be made by online, through the online form in the public consultation section of the Core Bus Corridor page on our website, www.boostconnects.ie, or by email to cbcboostconnects.ie, or by post to Core Bus Corridor Project, National Transport Authority, Dunsane Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2D02WT20, Appendices Index and Route Map, Section 6, page 26, Ballymun to City Centre, page 27, note 1. The emerging preferred route shown on the following drawings is indicative only and is subject to change following consultation and as part of the design development process. Note 2. The following are descriptions of maps by Ordnance Survey Ireland, Government of Ireland. All rights reserved. License number 00082118, National Transport Authority. Index map of Ballymun to City Centre, including nodes from Sandry, Glasnevin, Drumcondra, Phibicspor-ugh, Stonabatter and Smithfield. Map 1, emerging preferred route, page 28, map of Ballymun to City Centre. The proposed scheme will tie into the existing road layout at the Sandry Cross junction of Sandry Avenue, Bald Butcher Lane. Indication of proposed new boundary leading to Bald Butcher Lane. The route continues on Ballymun Main Street with an extended ramp for bus lanes at the monument. Map 2, emerging preferred route, page 29, on Ballymun Main Street. A raised crossing is added at the side road at Coltry Road and the proposed route continues past the Ballymun Civic Centre. Map 3, emerging preferred route, page 30, on Ballymun Road. The route continues past the Trinity Comprehensive Secondary School and Bishanlis Road. Map 4, emerging preferred route, page 31, on Ballymun Road, after the Ballymun Library. Width of library access is reduced to make safer for pedestrians and cyclists. The route continues through the Collins Avenue, Glasnevin Avenue junction. Map 5, emerging preferred route, page 32, on Ballymun Road, after the Church of Our Lady of Victories. The route continues by St. Papin Road. Map 6, emerging preferred route, page 33, on Ballymun Road, by Hampstead Park. A no right turn sign RAS 012 is added at the St. Chances Road exit and at Hampstead Avenue exit. Map 7, a emerging preferred route, page 34, on Ballymun Road, at the St. Mobhi Road Y junction. The trees on St. Mobhi Road and Griffith Avenue are to be retained if possible. A bus priority signal is proposed before the turn to Griffith Avenue from St. Mobhi Road. A no straight ahead except buses, taxis and cyclists only sign RAS 011 is added on St. Mobhi Road before the turn to Griffith Avenue, towards Ballymun Road. After the junction of Ballymun Road Griffith Avenue, the proposed scheme will tie into the Finglas to Phibicspor-ugh Core Bus Corridor. Map 7, the emerging preferred route, page 35, on Ballymun Road, at the St. Mobhi Road Y junction. Indication of proposed new boundary after the Griffith Avenue exit. The trees on St. Mobhi Road and Griffith Avenue are to be retained if possible. After the junction of Ballymun Road Griffith Avenue, the proposed scheme will tie into the Finglas to Phibicspor-ugh Core Bus Corridor. Map 8, a emerging preferred route, page 36, on St. Mobhi Road, before Stella Avenue. At the existing tree location, the trees on the grass verge are to be retained beside the bus lane. The adjacent cycle lane width will be a minimum of 1 metre and varies between 1 and 1.4 metres, while the footpath will be 1.6 metres. The trees all along St. Mobhi Road and past the sports ground are to be retained if possible. On Stella Avenue is a no right turn except local access RAS 012 sign. At the exit of St. Mobhi Boatarin are no left turn except local access RAS 013 and no right turn RAS 012 signs. At the Home Farm Road exit is a no right turn except local access RAS 012 sign and opposite this exit is a no right turn RAS 012 sign. Indication of proposed new boundary after the entrance to Scoil Chatriona Secondary School and the layout ties into the existing 3-metre shared pedestrian and cycle facility at the bus stop on the residential side of the road. Refer to Map 18 for alternative traffic route St. Mobhi Road. MAP 8B emerging preferred route page 37 on St. Mobhi Road, before Stella Avenue, past Home Farm Road CLG Nafiana. The proposed new boundary is indicated on the same side of the road as the sports ground. Trees are to be removed on both sides of the road. MAP 9A emerging preferred route page 38 on St. Mobhi Road, towards St. Mobhi Grove. The proposed new boundary continues by Home Farm Football Club to the St. Mobhi Drive Junction. No left turn except local access RS 013 sign at the exit from St. Mobhi Drive, and the layout ties into the existing 3-meter shared pedestrian and cycle facility at the bus stop on the residential side. No right turn except local access RS 012 sign at the Whitehall College exit. New parking at the sports club and proposed new boundary before the Botanic Avenue exit. No left turn except local access RS 013 and no right turn except local access RS 012 signs on either side of the Botanic Avenue exit. Existing trees to be retained if possible. Refer to Map 18 for alternative traffic route St. Mobhi Road. Map 9B emerging preferred route page 39 on St. Mobhi Road, towards St. Mobhi Grove. Indications of proposed new boundary by Home Farm Football Club, before the St. Mobhi Drive Junction, where the layout ties into the existing 3-meter shared pedestrian and cycle facility at the bus stop on the residential side. Indication of proposed boundary at the sports club, with a bus priority traffic signal added after the Botanic Avenue Junction. Trees to be removed on both sides of the road. Map 10A emerging preferred route page 40 from St. Mobhi Road to Botanic Road. Existing trees to be replaced with new trees and planted between cycle track and footpath on both sides of the road. No right turn RAS 012 sign at Fairfield Avenue exit. Proposed bus priority signal on either side of the Botanic Road Fairfield Road Junction. Traffic is diverted northbound on Botanic Road and a 30 km/h traffic calming zone is directly after this junction when proceeding on Botanic Road. Bus priority is maintained by managing queue lengths before Cliftonville Road. Map 10B emerging preferred route page 41 from St. Mobhi Road to Botanic Road. Trees to be removed on both sides of the road leading to the Botanic Road Fairfield Road Junction. Bus priority traffic signals placed after Botanic Avenue Junction and before Fairfield Road exit. Indication of proposed new boundary from Botanic Avenue to Fairfield Road. 30 km/h traffic calming zone is directly after the Botanic Road Fairfield Road Junction. Bus priority is maintained by managing queue lengths before Cliftonville Road. Map 11 emerging preferred route page 42 along Botanic Road, after Marguerite Road. Proposed new boundary running alongside the Iona Centre, past the Lindsay Road exit and on the Finglas Road. 30 km/h traffic calming zone before the Botanic Road Prospect Way Junction. The proposed scheme will tie into the Finglas to Piachibicus BORUGH Core Bus Corridor on Prospect Way and the Finglas Road. No right turn at junction sign after Lindsay Road exit. Map 12 emerging preferred route page 43 from Prospect Road to Piachibicus BORUGH Road. Existing bridge to be widened after Lindsay Grove. New canal crossing after Whitworth Road leads to the Royal Canal Bank Carriageway, where a primary cycle route follows quiet street routing, parallel to Piachibicus BORUGH Road with a no entry except cyclist sign added and vehicle access is not altered. Map 13 emerging preferred route page 44 along Piachibicus BORUGH Road. Proposed pedestrian crossing after Piachibicus BORUGH Shopping Centre, exact location to be determined. Bus priority maintained by managing queue lengths at Bective Square. Proposed bus priority signals are added before the North Circular Road Junction and after the Piachibicus BORUGH exit. The cycle carriageway continues on the Royal Canal Bank, where the existing pedestrian crossing on the North Circular Road is to be upgraded to a toucan crossing to facilitate cyclists, and the primary cycle route continues following quiet street routing and vehicle access is not altered on the Royal Canal Bank. Map 14 emerging preferred route page 45 along Piachibicus BORUGH Road to the Royal Canal Terrace. Proposed pedestrian crossing at McGowan's. The primary cycle route continues following quiet street routing on the Royal Canal Bank, past Blessington Street Park, and vehicle access is not altered. Map 15 emerging preferred route page 46 from Piachibicus BORUGH Road to Constitution Hill. The route continues over the Lewis Line, past King's Inn Park. The cycle route joins Western Way, crosses the Lewis Line, then merges into the proposed route on Constitution Hill. Map 16 emerging preferred route page 47 from Constitution Hill to Church Street Upper. The route continues, though the cycle carriageway proceeds along Coleraine Street to King Street North, with a proposed Minna roundabout at the Lyon and Harle Terrace Junction and new traffic signals added at Church Street to allow right turn at Lyon and Harle Terrace. The right turn from Church Street is facilitated via Coleraine Street, with additional traffic calming to be provided. No right turn RAS 013 sign and proposed bus priority signal added before the King Street North Church Street junction. At Church Terrace exit, bus priority is to be maintained by managing queue lengths. Map 17 emerging preferred route page 48 from Church Street to the Quays. Proposed bus priority signal after Mary's Lane junction. Indication of proposed new boundary after Chancery Street junction, before Hammond Lane. The route then ties into the existing layout on Inns Quay. Adara's Nyes Unterlimpare National Transport Authority Dunsane Harcourt Lane Dublin 2D02WT20W www.boostconnects.ie Project Ireland 2040 Building Ireland's Future.